Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Russian President Vladimir Putin and other lawmakers in the country are pushing a bill through Parliament called the Sovereign Internet that aims to create a single command post authorities can manage and potentially halt information flows through. Putin says the initiative is a defense response to the Trump administration's new cyber strategy, which permits offensive measures against designated adversaries. The draft law was co-authored by Andrei Lukovai, a KGB veteran. Putin says that the bill is meant to ensure that the RUNET, as the domestic internet is known, continues to function in the event that the U.S. tries to isolate Russia. Apple acquired several patents from Lighthouse AI back in 2018, a now defunct home security camera company, as details were published recently in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Database. The patents relate to technology used for computer vision-based security and visual authentication, totaling 8 patents and patent applications from Lighthouse. Apple could potentially use the authentication-related technology for future iterations of Face ID, and the patents could also be used to further expand HomeKit support for security systems. The National Security Agency in the U.S. shut down a system of logs of Americans' domestic calls and texts that had been going on since September 11th. This is according to Luke Murray, the U.S. House Minority Leader's National Security Advisor. This halts a program that has involved disputes about privacy and the rule of law since the September 11th attacks. Edward Snowden disclosed the program's existence back in 2013 and contributed to awareness of how both governments and private companies harvest and exploit personal data. August introduced the August View for $230 in the U.S. starting March 28th. The View is a video doorbell with a new shape that should fit more easily on a doorframe, but it's also battery-powered rather than hardwired, meaning it would be easier to install the View in a lot more places. It also comes with a remote doorbell chime, a rechargeable battery, and a micro USB cable. MIT's mini cheetah robot has a very cool skill, achieving a 360-degree backflip from a standing position. Researchers claim that the mini cheetah is virtually indestructible and can recover with little damage, even if that backflip doesn't land. The cheetah robot is a 20-pound quadruped that can bend and swing its legs wide, enabling it to walk either right side or upside down. The robot can also traverse uneven terrain about twice as fast as an average person's walking speed. Chinese social network YY has acquired Singapore-based social media startup Bigo for about $1.45 billion U.S. dollars. YY bought a 31.7% stake in Bigo last June and also obtained the rights to purchase a minority stake in the company, which runs the live streaming app Bigo Live, video sharing app Like, and game casting platform Cube TV. Sad day for Jibo users. That was a connected home robot which is shutting down its servers. The robot started informing its owners by way of a video showing that Jibo is saying that its functions will soon be limited, but it really enjoyed our time together. Jibo raised almost $73 million in funding overall and also raised more than $3 million through an Indiegogo campaign back in 2017. Jibo started shipping units to the general public for $899, but has faced some competition in the space. Last year, the Robot Report reported that Jibo sold all of its intellectual property to SQN Venture Partners. And finally, good news for Roku device users. Roku devices are now compatible with Amazon's assistant-enabled devices through a new Roku skill. So devices including the Amazon Echo, the Echo Show, the Echo Dot, the Echo Spot, and the Echo Plus can now pause a show, launch a streaming channel, and search for entertainment through various commands. Roku TV users can also turn on the TV, change the volume, mute the TV, switch inputs, and change channels if there's an OTA antenna connected by saying, A, turn on Roku, or A, turn up the volume on Roku. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can also find our show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.